Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Bagman by William Lashner, performed by Patrick Lawler. For Barry, who, like an old stick shift with a rust-ridden chassis, always comes through in the clutch. Every time I hear a political speech or read those of one of our leaders, I am horrified at having, for years, heard nothing that sounded human. Albert Camus, August 1937. 1. Party shoes. Politics, stripped of its masquerade of policy, is an exercise in pure personal ambition. Right up my stinking alley, you would think. But the shoes gave me pause. "You've got to be kidding me," I said. "I never kid, Victor, about $500 shoes." "$500? For a pair of slippers? I'd sooner go barefoot." "You might as well if you intend to wear those clodhoppers you came in with." "They're my normal work shoes." "What kind of work, Victor? Exterminating? Because I've no doubt they're lethal on cockroaches, but they just won't do with a tuxedo. Now this fine pair of Ferragamos would be just perfect." "They have bows on them, Timothy." "You'll be the belle of the ball." "That's what I'm afraid of." I was seated in the shoe department of Boyd's, the finest clothing store in Philadelphia, if price is any indication. And isn't price always an indication? Amidst the rustle of fine fabric and the whispered ejaculations of the staff, "Oh, yes, they're perfect! Oh, no, that just won't do." I was buying myself a tuxedo with all the accoutrements, pronounced in the French manner because this was Boyd's. In the past, on those rarest of occasions when I had needed a tux, I rented the thing, picked old prom tickets out of the inside pocket, and looked snazzy enough. But a political opportunity had fallen into my lap, and I was running with it. Suddenly I had impressive people to impress, and impressive places to go to, including a formal ball that would be packed with everyone who was anyone in Philadelphia politics. A rental tux would no longer do. And get this, I was on an expense account.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?